And now for the second lesson. Hello, hello, and welcome back to our discussion on Melchizedek. If you'll turn with me to Psalm 110, I want to read you a little something that David had to say. Starting with verse 1, it says, "The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauty of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head." We know that this is a prophecy given by David about Jesus. It talks about the Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand. And that's another topic of discussion. But in verse 4, he said, The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, how can that be that Jesus is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek? One of the things that is explained in the book of Hebrews is how Jesus could possibly be a priest and yet he's not of Levi. Let's turn to Hebrews now, Hebrews chapter 7. All right. So we start with chapter 5, verse 5, actually. Let's do that. Chapter 5, verse 5, it says, So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he said unto him, He that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee, as he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God, and high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Here is Jesus having to learn obedience by the things which he suffered. He didn't glorify himself, but he himself was made to be the high priest. This is the argument that the author of Hebrews is trying to bring, is that there's a system that God put into place. And yet there is another system that God has in place as well. So God put into place the system with the Levites and with all of the sacrifices and all of the temple worship and so on. And then Hebrews is trying to take them and say, hey, listen, the fulfillment of that comes from God in the form of Jesus, who is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So this is an interesting dichotomy. You have two orders of priesthoods. You have the order of Aaron, sometimes called the order of Levi. The Levitical priesthood, the order of Aaron, was established amongst the Jews. It was established amongst the children of Israel in the wilderness with Moses. It was given for a certain purpose, but it was given for them and anyone who came to join them. But we find that the order of Melchizedek, where was it established? It was established in Genesis. If you go through and you look at the story, you'll find the story starts in the garden and the fall. It goes to Cain and Abel. Then it jumps to Noah, and then it hits the Tower of Babel. And then very, very early in the story, it's Abraham meeting up with Melchizedek. That's an early part of the story. So over here, as I was going to do in chapter 7, starting starting with verse 4, we already read verses 1 through 3, found out that Melchizedek was without descent. And now, in verse 4, it says, "Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils." Abraham, the father of our faith, so great a man, and yet he gave the tenth of the spoils. "And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham." So they are established in the priesthood because partly by the fact that they are to take tithes, that when you pay your taxes, you're paying your taxes to a government or a system of authority. And the tabernacle and the temple system was there at the time of the judges as part of God's plan for ruling Israel. Okay? But it says that though they came out of the loins of Abraham, they paid tithes to the Levites. It says in verse 6, "But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises." And so that's a reversing of direction. So the here is Abraham. He's noting that Melchizedek is greater than himself and has an authority over him because he's paying him tithes. "And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better." Right? Did not Melchizedek bless Abraham? And Abraham is the less, and Melchizedek is the better. "And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them, of whom it is witnessed that he liveth." So what? Men here in the Levitical system, men who die receive the tithes. And yet, there in the Melchizedekian priesthood, he does not die and receives tithes. "And as I may so say, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him." Okay? This is a big deal. This is a big deal. Okay? That they paid tithes. Even the Levites paid tithes through Abraham to Melchizedek, showing his superior position. Melchizedek, who we have learned by description is God in flesh, came down in a body to meet with Abraham and represented himself as both the king and the priest. The king and the priest. And why did he do that? He did that because he was establishing an order of priesthood. He established the order of Melchizedek. The order of Melchizedek, which is the first order of the priesthood. It happened in Genesis. So God was establishing a pattern. And we see that the order of Melchizedek is of higher precedent because it preceded the order of Levi. The other important fact is that the order of Levi was given to the Jews. It was given to the children of Israel. But the order of Melchizedek did not have that specific tailoring. He did minister to Abraham. But because he was there, and because there was no covenant made in that way, no covenant with just the children of Israel, God had made a covenant with Abraham. But Abraham was promised that his descendants would be as the sands of the sea. And we know also that that is a faith descendancy. It is a children of faith as much as it is a children of flesh. So what then am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you that the order of Melchizedek was given to the world. That God established the order of Melchizedek as a priesthood to anyone who was willing to come. The order of Melchizedek was set to be the highest precedent, and that the order of Levi would pay tithes to the order of Melchizedek, because Melchizedek is greater. Melchizedek's priesthood is older, and so it is more important. And so then we find that Jesus, even though he did not come out of the tribe of Levi, it was not necessary for him to do so, because Jesus was not a priest of Levi. Instead, he is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. I want to read to you chapter 7, verses 15, as we end for today. And it says, "And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." Okay? "For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before the for the weakness and the profitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest, for those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him, and that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." So the priesthood of Melchizedek was established to be the oldest and most important order of priesthood, because God had a plan that someday he would send his son to be a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. God is playing the long game. His story is long and rich, filled with detail. And so Melchizedek, the order of Melchizedek to which Jesus belongs, is the most important order of priesthood. God bless you, and we'll talk to you again soon.